Well, hello everybody.
Hello there, y'all.
Hello, hello. This is Mia and
Alexia
and Santiago.
And Charlie's somewhere over here, and you are listening to Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome our special guest.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. This is very exciting. Well, technically, Charlie asked, but bueno.
I'm good, a guest
great
of both.
To have, yeah, great to have
guest
you on the
both
show.
Hours.
It's so wonderful.
Have you been on the radio before?
I've been on Charlie's radio station.
Okay.
So how long ago?
You know the rules.
I did mess up the rules last time.
It's
though.
Okay. We all have done it.
True. Wait, I think. Oh, it was one time that I think Griffin was on the show and he had called you and we put you on air and you said something that
was that you?
Oh,
Jesus.
That was pretty bad.
It was so funny. I was like, oh my God. Well,
it was like, good.
But yeah, okay. As always, we have a wonderful, wonderful show with a wonderful theme, which you actually don't know about the theme.
You'll be one of the guessers today.
So if you, if at the end of the show you catch on to the theme, you can guess. If not, we usually have people call in if they want to call in
sometimes
and guess the theme sometimes.
Is it usually like my dad. Lyric-based
Lyric-based or name-based or band name-based or like vibe. Like, you'll see.
Okay. We're usually very consistent with titles.
Yeah.
We'll give that hint out to everybody because I feel people have been having a hard time guessing lately.
Yeah.
I think people are reading a little bit too into it.
Yeah, it's like, it's actually sometimes very surface.
One of them was like, was it like 80s and 90s music, and somebody guessed
like underground, blah, 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 blah. It's like, actually it was just 80s music.
Well, Charlie's probably just looking for something esoteric.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Charlie's show is different. He doesn't have the theme.
Sometimes he follows along with the theme.
We inspire him sometimes.
But most times it's kind of just
so it's kind of like a church and state situation.
Yes.
Right. That
comes together
from 9 to 11 p.m. on WMFM.
What's coming up next?
Well, right now, actually, we're listening to I Love My Shirt by Donovan. Coming up next, we got Girls on Film by Duran Duran. Then Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top. And then our next dog break.
Yep.
So those are the first couple of...
Let it sit. Let it ruminate.
First couple of hints for the theme today.
Yep.
So I'd say that we should finish listening to the song and we'll see you next talk break.
See ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.
to shut this man.
And we're back.
Hello there, gang.
Hello, hello. We were just talking about how it's going to rain all day tomorrow. So y'all got to suit up for the rain. Because, I don't know, can it just be nice?
I wore shorts today and like another time this week, and I have regretted it both times. Because by the nighttime when I leave SMFA, it's just like
it's cold.
I need pants.
I am unbelievably excited for shorts weather.
It's
actually close.
I want to go to the beach so bad. Yeah. I'm so excited to go to the beach.
When we were in Miami, I just brought back my jorts. And I'm so excited to have the opportunity to wear them again.
Is it a jort summer?
It's always a jort summer. I got very into them, like, last year.
What is the worst month of the year?
March, probably.
Really? I like March.
Filler.
I'd say February.
February is definitely more of a filler month.
February's rough.
I don't know.
February still has some of the appeal of winter. Like, you're still not fully over it.
November sucks.
I like November.
I do, too.
I like Thanksgiving and all that. I don't like March because it's, like, the weird period. Specifically in Massachusetts, I don't like March because it's that weird period of time where it's, like, really hot in the middle of the day, but it's cold in the morning and at night. So the way you have to dress really varies, which is the most annoying part.
I don't think that Thanksgiving is a good enough holiday to really carry a month like that. That might be a hot take.
But what's the problem with November for you? It's still, like, beautiful fall.
Yeah. I need a break in between Halloween and Christmas.
When it gets cold, and it, like, sucks before it gets nice winter, that's the worst.
Yeah, but it already starts getting cold in October.
The snow?
Here, at least. I don't know.
But Halloween's good enough to carry a month.
No.
Exactly. Yes.
Thanksgiving is better.
You literally look for...
Thanksgiving's great. Don't get me wrong.
But what... No, but, like, Halloween... Sorry, you look... I'm looking forward to Halloween already.
I do love Halloween.
I love Halloween.
But Thanksgiving used to be my favorite holiday because I love eating food.
Wow, this is very interesting. My favorite holiday is my birthday, but that's just me.
That's the same for me. That's by far.
When's your birthday?
July 5th.
Oh, July 24.
Interesting. Huh. You're not a Cancer.
No, by like a day.
I know.
But, I don't know. I don't... TBH, like September... is not... That's a filler month for me. I know your birthday's in September, but, like...
My birthday's in September, but it's also, like... It's kind of exciting, the first, like, day of school and all that.
My first day of school used to always be mid-August.
Ours is, like, beginning of September.
That's
like
usually after Labor Day. Or you get one day in before Labor Day.
I mean, that's how we start here.
Oh, do we need to talk about
the
music?
Oh, we do need to talk about the music. All right, guys. Right now, we're listening to Leather and Lace by Stevie Nicks and Don Henley. Coming up next, we got Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by The Hollies. After that, Dedicated Follower of Fashion by The Kinks. And then You Can Leave Your Hat On by Joe Cocker.
Cocker.
Joe Cocker. Wow, you can't say it's that. His last name.
Joe Cocker. Cocker. The Cocker, one and only. Joe. Are you kidding?
All right, see y'all.
Where it's at. The sun on my wings. him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as thick as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Walking is a good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving, or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. Who would want to walk there? But a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
Walking is awesome.
True, we did walk here.
Describe the graphic.
The graphic is three women.
Yeah.
Or girls.
Yeah.
Unclear. Uh-huh. In cherry blossom season in Japan, crossing a bridge.
They're anime girls, just so you guys are all aware. They're anime girls on the PSA.
Well,
yeah. We take our jobs really seriously.
Yeah, we do.
And the girls seem to be asking for something.
Oh, interesting.
They're asking you to get good exercise by walking.
Yep.
But that's like, so happening. Like, why is SMFA, like, who complained to SMFA and made the studios?
Tell me why the studios are 8:30 instead of 9.
We have enough of a hard time getting there by 9 o'clock.
Now listen to this. 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. break, a 3-hour break, and then 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Am I supposed to go back
home? Am I supposed to go home in that 3-hour break, chill for an hour, and then go back to SMFA?
I'm not coming back. I'm just
what
not coming
this?
Back.
It's an 8:30. It's a 9 to 5.
Is it Sam's class?
Sam's class. The directed study is like that as well. Yeah. Leslie Rogers. Yeah, something like that. And then there's like a 30-minute break in some of them. But it's like, dude, I don't know. It's absurd. It's absurd.
No.
Like no. It's just...
Do you have Friday classes?
No, I try to not get Friday classes, Loki. You are TAing.
Yeah, I've given up on trying to get Fridays off because next semester I might also try to get into a class that's on a Friday. I forget which one it is. But
I'll have to see.
Yeah, I've just given up on that because I just like have very specific requirements that I need to attend to, and that's not going
to
happen.
Well, and I'm very sorry to cut you off, but
it's okay.
We just listened to Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton. Right now, we're listening to Take Off Your Pants by Indigo D'Souza. Coming up next, we got Sweater Weather. Does that sound weird? Sweater Weather. Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, and then Arabella by Arctic Monkeys, and then our talk break. So we'll see you guys in a bit.
Bye.
I love this song.
Everybody. Just not as kind on the eye. Arabella's got a 70s head, but she's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space, and her lips are like the galaxy's edge, and a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye.
Back.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, gang.
Hey. We actually just wanted to make a quick announcement. I think this announcement will be up until the week of, but Alexia and I have an exhibition with our intermediate studio seminar class on April 26th is the opening. April 26th to May 5th, but April 26th is the opening at Piano Craft Gallery in Boston, in the city of Boston.
It's by the Symphony Stop.
Should make
an
actual PSA for that.
We should.
Yeah.
Email Jill.
I'll email Jill. Okay. I'll take a
Jill,
picture.
Jill, I love Jill.
Truly
Hi, Jill.
Jill, if you're listening.
True. If you're listening.
Hi, Jill.
Definitely.
Read her articles on Substack. They're funny and good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're so good.
Interesting. But also, if you're an artist or a poetry person, writer, submit to the Tufts Observer. Observer. They are still taking poetry pieces and art pieces. I don't know. Another opportunity for everybody. But we're excited for our exhibition. We've been working on it forever.
Nonstop.
I was able to finish it today.
I'm not done yet, but I'm at the home stretch.
Yeah, you're almost there. Great news all around today, right? You had an interview.
Oh, true. I had a job interview.
True.
I didn't know what you were talking about for a second there.
Great news for you. Your class is canceled tomorrow.
Huge. No quantitative.
Great news all around.
Macroeconomic theory at 9 a.m. in the coming center tomorrow.
It's literally torture.
It's literally torture.
Goodness gracious. But we were just talking about this on our way here. Thankfully, I don't need to take any other academic class like that again for my time here.
If I wanted to,
it can be my elective, but will I do that to myself? No. No, I frankly will not.
Does Dunkin' Donuts make a good donut? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's your final answer, is yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Have you heard any opposing views, Mia?
I think that it's okay.
Do you like donuts?
I do. I love donuts. But I don't know. Krispy Kreme is the best by far.
Krispy Kreme is delicious.
Oh my god, a warm Krispy.
It is. It's quite a delicacy.
Oh my gosh, is there a Krispy Kreme around here?
Nope.
No way.
There are some around in the Boston area, but...
No, I don't think there is. The closest one, I believe, is in Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
No, really? There's a Krispy Kreme on Route 1 going to my mom's house. Krispy Kreme.
Oh, you know where I'm going soon.
It brought me to Mohegan Sun. I don't know, Alexia.
Wait, but how good
it's
is
right
it?
It's right next to Michael Jordan's Steakhouse.
That's why.
Whoa! Where is that?
What is their Michael Jordan branded steakhouse doing in a casino? You know he has a gambling problem.
Doesn't everybody, huh?
Did they just close it?
Not me, but like a lot of other people.
You know what I was thinking?
About what?
You know what I was thinking? What? Cane's Donuts. Have you guys ever had Cane's Donuts?
No, but no. I could go for a donut right now.
I could totally. I was
what
hoping
if,
the Dunkin'
Did you bring
donuts.
Any food? Because you said you were thinking about bringing food.
Here?
Yeah.
No.
Darn.
I didn't bring food. You can check my backpack, Loki. I might have some snack in there, but...
You always gotta have snacks for a rainy day in the backpack. Yeah. Always.
All right. Well, sorry to interrupt, but I gotta announce what we're listening to and what's coming up next. Right now, we got White Gloves by Krangbin. Is that how you pronounce it? Krangbin?
Krangbin.
No idea.
Krangbin?
I think so.
Okay, Krangbin. Thank you. Coming up next, we got Savior by St. Vincent. Oh, that song. I don't know how it's not explicit. I feel like it should be, but it's not because the album is where she's like bending. Whatever. Then after that, we got Unfold by Melody's Echo Chamber, and then My Adidas by Run DMC, and then our final talk break. So, yeah, that's where we're at. So we'll see you guys in a bit.
You dress me up in a nurse's outfit, it rides and sticks to my thighs and my hips. You put me in a teacher's little denim skirt, ruler and desk so I can make it hurt. But I keep you on your best behavior, honey. I can't be your savior. Love you to the grave and farther, honey. I am not your martyr. You dress me in a nun's black outfit. Hail Mary, twice, 'cause you know I'll grab it. You wanna hit and run. Adore you to the grave and father. Honey, I can't be your martyr. Maybe it's just human nature, but honey, I can't be your savior. But then you say, please. Dress me in leather, well, that's a little better. But that's still not it, none of this shit fits. But I keep you on your best behavior, honey. I can't be your savior. Love you to the grave and farther, honey. I am not your mother. But then you say, please.
Save the world. You said, girl, you're not Jesus. I got him trying to save my life. He called me a strange girls and speak to my bruises. I got him trying to save the world. You said, girl, you're not Jesus.
All the people gave, and the poor got paid.